Hey, you know what? It is about that time, and it's not. It's almost about that time. That time is, 18 minutes before the top of the hour, or that time is the holiday time. It's about that time. Christmas time. The idea, wrapping up that set of music. It's about that time. Did you not figure out that's the name of the song? Hey, before that, Jayhawks. Jayhawks with if I say it the wrong way, it could be a really creepy title song, which is I'm Gonna Make You Love Me. But I am. I'm Gonna Make You Love Me by playing some really good songs, a few crappy songs, and then making it up by playing another good song. You'd be like, yeah, man, this guy's got it down. Why is he not more famous? And I stop and I'm like, I'm famous enough. I am. Yeah, there's a little, let's call it a pall of fame in my house, where I put all my little accolades that I've made and given myself over the years. Four. How about some before the Jayhawks? I know, I lost on one on a tangent. You're like, what's this guy doing? Before the Jayhawks, the Thrills in that set of music with One Horse Town. Play the Thorns. And then Matthew Sweet was a member of that band, along with some other guys. You know, the speed of the Jayhawks, doing the Jayhawks blue. And then some Dylan Fence in there. I think they were from Carrboro or let's just say Chapel Hill. Dylan Fence with Christmas from their Christmas EP. And Uncle Green from Atlanta, Georgia, with I Don't Want to Know About It from the Book of Bad Thoughts album. Came out back in 1992. I know. I have a Book of Bad Thoughts, too. But I keep it hidden. Because I don't want bad thoughts. I want good thoughts. But if you're thinking of bad thoughts, this bullying every day, they want to help. They do. But they don't know how. You know what? There are actually safe and simple ways that your kid can help stop bullying. Here's what you have to do. There's 5 bystander tips. So it's not jump in and start swinging. That's not one of my 5 bystander tips. Teach these. 1, tell a trusted adult, maybe a family member, maybe a teacher, a coach. 2, help the person who's being bullied get away from the situation. Yeah, you know what the mobster used to do and still does? Inappropriate humor. Yeah, that helps. The person being bullied. 4, set a good example and don't bully others. And then 5, don't give the bully an audience. I wish our media people would realize bullies all over the interwebs and the media. And that's why I'm not on the social media, because I would be bullied. Because, you know, I am that kid you picked on in high school. And I have a radio show. I have a forum. I have a soapbox to stand on. And you can't pick on me. I mean, you can. You can call me up and you can text me. You can email me. Well, you can't text me because I'm not giving you my cell phone number. You go to stopbullying.gov. You can learn more about safe and simple ways that your kid can be more than just a bystander. This message brought to you by your good friends here at the Viva Lamach radio program in WRCT Pittsburgh. You know, that set of music had a whole bunch of what we like to call jangle pop. If you like the jangle pop, I got to tell you, each and every Saturday night at 6 p.m., you can pull up a chair and you have permission to have breakfast for dinner. Is it Cocoa Pops? Is it Honeycombs? Is it Frosted? Oh, I'm sorry, they're not Frosted. They're now Honey Sugar Smacks. If you have something that's got a lot of just sweet goodness, have it for dinner on Saturday night, because DJ Chris Wired will serve up an audio feast of melodious harmonies and harmonic melodies. What's on the menu? You may ask, how about power pop, jangle pop, psychedelic, anything that's going to feed the mind? Again, that's Saturday nights from 6 to 7 right here in 88.3 FM and streaming at WRCT.org. And speaking of the jangle pop, I got a random text from a friend of mine this week And all it said was, and I'm reading it right now because I can't remember these words. I'm reading it right off my phone. So much more attractive inside the moral kiosk. And I'm thinking, what does that mean? Okay, I know what it means. Do you know what it means? So much more attractive inside the moral kiosk. What it really means is I should play some R.E.M. on my show is what it means. I'm going back to the debut album, Murmur, for this one. Some R.E.M. for Susan, who's listening via the web. WRCT.org out on the East Coast.
adrenaline rush. Picks you up like a movie star. In a script that's so rehearsed, nothing could ever go wrong. Everything you touch turns to gold. Everything I want you already sold. Everything you touch turns to gold. Sculpted like stone from a tomb. Everything you touch turns to gold. Everything you touch turns to gold.
Spoke his name out loud again. chair. She sits very quiet and still. A name that they never get right, and if they don't, then nobody else will. But she used to have a carefree mind of her own, with the devilish look in her eyes, saying, "You can call me anything you like, but my name."
Is that not the truest statement ever? I've got that holiday spirit. Gimme, 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 gimme. See, the great thing in my household, there aren't usually gifts exchanged because we forget about it. We don't forget about the holiday. We just forget to get each other gifts. And there might be a whole lot of nog going on. I'm not sure. But hey, the DBs, that's the DBs doing holiday spirit. Hey, before that, how about Elvis Costello from the Spike album doing it was a hit, Veronica. But what was really interesting about that song was, if you were unaware, the song was co-written by Paul McCartney. And I forget what song Paul had a hit out around that time too. This would have been, let's call it 1989. And I remember I was working at a radio station where they actually would pay you. They call those commercial radio stations. And I asked the program director, I'm like, why are we not playing the new Paul McCartney song? It's actually really good. It's a great pop song. It would fit in our very bland format. And he said, I can't play it because Elvis Costello has a co-writing credit there. And our listeners would just be appalled that we're playing something that's connected to Elvis Costello. That is a very true story. Hey, before the Elvis Costello, though, brand new music from the Gold Needles. New album's called Mood Elevator. Turns to Gold, the single I played for you. Wednesday Week gave us Christmas Here, and called Ho 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 Spice, which ironically contains no hoes or Spice Girls, or spice in any direction, but it's a great little comp that came out back in 2003. It was a charity comp. Let me look at it. It was, the charity, well, hospice. That's what it was for. Makes sense. Ho, 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 hospice. Ho, 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 spice. Wow. Took me 20-some years just to finally get it. Speaking of getting it, how about R.E.M. starting off the entire set from Murmur with Moral Kiosk. You know, in this holiday season with your dry, unwatered Christmas tree, I gotta remind you that a single ember that escapes a flame, and that same ember can travel over a mile carrying a world of trouble. Yep. It can land, ignite, and destroy your home and your community. But there are some simple steps that you can adapt to wildfire, like clearing the areas around buildings, knowing community safe zones, that you can do to help protect your home and community from wildfire damage. But fire adapted is more than one person can do on alone. Ask your neighbor. Talk to your friends. Tell them to talk to their neighbors, because it's a community project to protect all the homes. If you go to fireadapted.org, you can find more ways to protect your home from wildfires. This public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and, once again, your friends here at WRCT. Now, I mentioned my show tonight. It's a four-hour show like it is every Friday evening, and it's probably divided up into little segments, but I am specifically formatting the show tonight, December 19th, 2025. I am formatting it where the first 2 hours, which you are in right now, will feature some holiday songs and some just general Viva La Goodness. The second 2 hours will have another theme, which once again will have Viva La Goodness in it. But it'll be a different theme, and I'm going to tell you what that theme is in about 50 minutes. My buddy Jimmy said, Mox Nights at Arsenal Lanes, do you ever play Killing Joke? And I'm like, oh my God. No, I don't. But I love Killing Joke.
track, all the way back to the end of the line.
Hey there, rock stars. This is Punky Meadows of Angel. Merry Christmas. You're listening to the Mock Star on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
When it's cold and it's snowing outside, sitting with you by the fireside, there's no place that I'd rather be. Then on this Christmas night, just you and me.
Their Christmas EP, which was literally two songs. That was Weezer from, I think, 2001 doing Christmas Celebration. Before that, the Monkees, 2018 is when they released their Christmas Christmas Party. Would you unwrap you at Christmas from the Monkees? Punky Meadows in there. Camille in Highland Park was like, Moxter, please, could you play some Punky Meadows? Heard this last night on the radio. I'd like to hear it again. It is the holiday season, and we've got like a week to play the song. So I played Punky Meadows of Angel fame doing Wrap Me Up, because he does call me the Mox Star. I am the Mox Star of your Friday nights. I am. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mox. Before the Punky Meadows, Jack Ruby's from their brand new album, Visions in the Bowling Alley, gave us a Primordial Sludge. It's kind of what I give you every Friday night, a little Primordial Sludge that you wade through. Start off the entire set with the Killing Joke, or just Killing Joke. With 80s, Jimmy, buddy of mine, said, Moxter, could you please play that when you're doing 80s, 90s night at Arsenal Lane? Speaking of Visions in the Bowling Alley, I usually have those on Thursdays when I'm at Arsenal Lanes. I have a lot of Visions. And I forgot to play it last night, and he wasn't there. So unless he's listening now, he doesn't know that. But I played said song for you, 80s from Killing Joke, for Jimmy and for you, because it's a great song. We're about halfway through the second half of the first half of my radio program. I'll let you do the math on that, but just to let you know, you got a little bit more than 30 minutes left of this first half, which I'm playing a lot of songs, and I'm putting a lot of holiday songs in the spirit of that. And then the second half, which starts in about a half hour, will have a completely different theme. Isn't that crazy? If you got a suggestion for a song, shoot me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. Or call me up, 412-268-WRCT. Tom reached out on the email and said, how about some Unwritten Law with Holiday? Does that not fit your show? And I said, it sure does.
Sometimes I can knock you down. Just gotta pick your ass up off the ground.
Bye. the blues.
Of recorded music history. Welcome to Cruising the Decades Global Edition. One song per decade, one